One, two, three, four, five, six. Figure number two is called? Good. Specifically, it's his right foot close, James. And one, two, three. Figure number three. What's it called? Reverse turn. How many steps? Good. He starts with his left foot and he turns left. And one, two, three, four, five, six. And final figure? The left foot close, change. And then we start again with a natural turn. And always do. Make sure that restart is automatic for you. Ladies, here we go again. Same drill. What's the name of figure number one? What foot does it start with? How many steps? Here we go.
No, you did
left. Three, four, five, six. Figure number two? So it's called a closed change. You can either go by the leader's name. It's a right foot closed change, but of course for you it's left foot. And left, two, three. Figure number three? Reverse turn. One, two, three, four, five, six. Final figure? The other closed change, her right foot. And then we start again with the natural. Go back with your left. Good. And do remember, every time you go backward into a turn, in a sense, you're the gentleman, you're going to open the door for your partner. So always going backward into your turn, turn your toe in, get out of the way. He will do the same thing for you when it's time for you to go forward. So watch what happens when I get in Ginny's way on the second half of the turn. So she's getting out of... So here's the first half of the turn. Now she's going to go by me, but I'm being all rude and in her way. So for the first half, she's mad up for it. So what I want for the leaders going backward into a turn is pigeon toe and get out of her way. And you'll find that each partner you dance with is different. Some people are better at it than others. So be the one who's good at it. So every time you go back into a turn, it's about turning. Every time you go forward into a turn, it's not about turning, it's about striding out past your partner, and it makes all the difference. It is too soon tonight to polish that off. We've got too many other things going on, but I do want to give you a heads up, and that's what it's going to be about, make it work with a partner. Go to paper and write this down. There's paper and pens on the corner if you want, or you can use whatever device you like to record things on. If you happen to get a pen that doesn't work, make sure it finds its way to the trash can. Don't ever want to see that pen again.
Come on, touch it.
I'm going to direct what you are recording right now, so let's make sure we do this together.
Yep.
Put the date on there. March 2nd. The dance is called. And this particular combination is called the basic amalgamation. The basic amalgamation in the waltz. Each dance has a basic amalgamation. This is the one that gets it all going. Starting alignment. He starts facing diagonal wall. She starts backing diagonal wall. That is vital. Get started in the right place and you have a chance. He's facing DW, she's backing DW. Then, figure number one is the natural turn. Besides natural turn, create a column for the number of bars or the number of measures of music. A natural turn is two measures of music. One, two, three, one, two, three. It's two measures since there are three beats in a measure. So the natural turn is two measures, and I'd like you to put down the ending alignment for that. The natural turn ends facing diagonal center for him, backing diagonal center for her. The natural turn ends facing or backing diagonal center. Then we're ready for figure number two, which is called the right foot closed change from his perspective. For her, it's a left foot closed change. How many measures? One measure for the closed change. Figure number three, is the reverse turn. Two measures. And it ends back at our starting alignment. So it ends for him facing diagonal wall. And for her, it ends backing diagonal wall. And the final figure for him is a left foot closed change. For her, it's the right foot closed change. One measure. How many measures total? I hope you have six. How many figures total?
Four
figures. Tell me three differences between natural turns and reverse turns. Good. So the natural turn starts with his right and her left, and the reverse starts with his left and her right. So naturals and reverses start with opposite feet. What's another difference? Good. The direction they turn. So a natural turns right for both of them. A reverse turns left. And what is a third difference? They both turn the same. They should turn the same. The starting alignment. Natural turn starts facing or backing diagonal wall. Reverse turn starts diagonal center. And those three distinctions are vital. They are going to be on the test. Just kidding, there's no test.
Oh.
Elizabeth is on her way back out the door. So I'm going to ask you then some questions, and now you know all you need to know to answer the questions. What direction do you turn on a double reverse spin? So if it has the word reverse in it, you know it turns to the left. All reverses turn left. You don't need to remember double reverse spin. I'm just picking a figure out of your future and bringing it to the present. So on what alignment would you start a natural weave?
Meter.
Ginny, be quiet. Yes. Yeah. On what alignment would you start a natural weave?
Right.
We start natural, diagonal wall. Okay. What foot would you use to do the fall away reverse and slip pivot? For him, the left foot, for her, the right foot. Again, there's that word reverse embedded in there. The words natural and reverse are pregnant with meaning. There's an awful lot of information just in those two words. You know what foot, what direction you're going to turn, what starting alignment. I don't expect you to be completely fluent all of this right now. We just got it 5 minutes ago. So this week we'll be about just hashing through that. Next week we'll review all of this. Just want to get you started with why we're doing what we're doing. We're setting up a framework, and then we're just going to start putting clothes on this frame. It's going to be great. All the wonderful things we can do once we know this framework. Are there any questions while you have the notes in front of you? Then let's all stand up and do it one more time. Put your notes aside somewhere where you can't possibly forget them. At the end of the night, I have all kinds of notes I have to use. Come on back and let's walk through it one more time.
Oh, well.
Anybody on Dancing with the Stars finds out. However, we're going places with it, so it won't be worthless for long. Gentlemen, from the beginning, let's make sure we know the basic amalgamation. Right foot, right turn. And one, two, three, one, and a right foot close change. Now turn left. And one, two, three, one, two, and a left foot close change. Then start again with right foot. Good. Back it up. More important than fluency is understanding. Make sure you see the plan. Ladies, from the beginning. Pigeon toe your left foot to turn right. And left, two, three, right, two, three, and a left foot close change. Now pigeon toe the right foot. And then left foot forward. And the right foot close change. And then we're ready to start again. Does everyone see the plan? Right? I feel a quick step coming off. Let's slide back. How many figures do you know in the quick step?
Three.
We're counting them as three figures. The quarter turn to the right, the progressive chasse, and the forward log. Let's do each of those three figures. Leaders, right foot forward, the quarter turn to the right. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Same foot backward to do the progressive chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And right foot forward to log. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Then we start again. Quarter turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Chasse, quick, quick, slow. Log, quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn. And so on. Back it up. Which figure does not turn? Good. And that's the lead. If he's not turning, she knows the log. So gentlemen, make sure you're really reliable about not turning your log. It just cruises forward until it's time to start into the next figure. Ladies, here we go with your left foot, the quarter turn to the right. And slow, quick, quick, slow. Chasse, quick, quick, slow, and the log. Quick, quick, slow. Starting again. Quarter turn. Chasse, and the log. Good. Back up to the beginning and find somebody you haven't danced with yet tonight.
Side, side, forward. Forward, side, side, back. Now the lock. Four steps. Back, back, lock, back.
Change partners!
So, back four times, but on the third part of the lock, you're crossing the front with your left.
Yeah. And then I go back.
Perfect. You got this? Okay, I'll do it again.
Ready? Add. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Lock. Quick, quick, start again. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Lock. Quick, quick, slow. Start again. Quick, quick, slow. And turn around and go the other way. Quick, quick, slow, lock, quick, quick, slow, slow.
succeeded.
Any leader without a partner, just raise your hand. Women can find you better.
Hello.
And one question before we launch again. When you're going forward, should you step between your partner's feet or outside your partner's feet?
Only on the
floor. There's a lock. The lock is forced. Absolutely.
Good. So take it in here. The first step, he steps between her feet. It is the last time he steps between her feet for that dip. Every other time he goes forward, he will go outside. So we're going to dip the first two figures and then stop to make sure that's clear. So quarter turn, progressive chasse, and then freeze. Ready? Act. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, and stop. His right foot is forward, outside her feet.
We had it, but we can't.
Oh. Great. Let's do it again from the beginning. Do not crowd together too much. We're all professional here. Ready? Act. Slow. Into the lock. Slow. Quick, slow, quarter turn. Quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, quarter turn. Quick, slow. Good, turn around. To music. Show me how smoothly you can do it. So figure number one is called the quarter turn to the right. I just want to see you dance that one figure really smoothly. Ready? Act. Slow, quick, quick, and hold. The second figure is the progressive chasse. Ready? Act. Slow, quick, quick, and hold. The last figure is the lock step. Ready? Act. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And then start again. Slow, good. Hold it a moment. So how many figures did that come out? Three. Do they all have the same timing?
Yes.
What is that timing? Slow, quick, quick, slow. Do they all start with the same foot?
Yes.
Which foot? The right foot for him, the left foot for her. Good. Do you know your partner's name?
Yes.
They separate from your partner. In a moment, we're going to come back to this question. Remember who you were dancing with. The followers go to your side. The leaders go to your side. Everybody slide back a little bit. The two regrets almost all ballroom dancers have.